大家好，欢迎收听可可英语笑话专栏。先看今天的生词 ，late， 已故的 ；masculine， 男性的 ；girl's name。When our daughter was born, we named her Miles, after my beloved late father, despite family warning that the name was too masculine. Years later.When I felt she was old enough to understand, I explained to Miles, Your name is very special. I named you after my own father because I loved him very much. I know he would be proud of you. Miles thought carefully about this and then said, I know all that, Mom, but I don't understand why my grandfather had a girl's name.
女孩的名字。女儿出生时，我们给她取名叫迈尔斯，和我深爱的业已过世的父亲同一个名字。不顾家人的提醒，这个男子太男性化了。几年以后，我觉得迈尔斯已经长大，能够懂事了。我对他解释说：“你的名字很特别，我给你取了一个和我爸爸一样的名字，因为我非常爱他。”我相信他会为你而深感自豪的。迈尔斯很仔细地想了一下，然后说道，这些我都懂，妈妈，可是我不知道外公为什么会有一个女孩的名字。我们来看词汇。
name 取名，也有提什么什么的名字，列举的意思。 The child can name all the flowers in the garden.
那个孩子能说出花园里所有的花名。
Can you name the chief rivers of China?
你能列举出中国的主要河流吗？还可以指决定、任命、提名。
They named Smith as president.
他们提名史密斯担任主席。
Beloved, 钟爱的、亲爱的、敬爱的。比如说 She is Tom's beloved wife
她是汤姆的爱妻
Late 已故的也可以指晚年的 The poet lived a happy life in his later life
这位诗人晚年过着一种幸福的生活
Late 也可以指前任的The visitor is the late president, now a scholar.
这位来访者是前总统，现在是学者。
Masculine, 男性的。She has a rather masculine voice.
她的声音有点男性化。
Special, 特别的，也可以指特别亲密的。比如说 He's a special friend of mine.
他是我的挚友，也可以指特设的，比如说
He is making a special study of modern French literature.
他专门研究当代法国文学。
Thank you.